internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Show. Yes, I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. Back at our regular time, we will do a full podcast today. And boy, I tell you, I'm not going to say it on the Rumble, but the last Rumble I did confirmed that I have a great face for radio. Now, just between you and I want to delete it. But D said, no, you should keep it. And yeah, I should, because it does talk about the our time in Las Vegas. Even if it was a side eye, even if it was not good, I'm not going to delete it. We'll just move on. It's time for a new Rumble. And what is today? Today is the 22nd of February, year of our Lord, 2025. It's not a leap year this year, is it? Let's check the calendar. Because this is great radio. No, it's not a leap year, so this is the last show of 2025. Can you believe it? It's the last show of 2025. Gosh, I say that all the time. It's so retarded. Yeah, I said retarded. I'm so sick of all the PC BS, and I'm glad that's going away. I tell you. God, I get some of the lamest stuff. I'll delete it later. Get some of the lamest stuff on my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. But you can join me there. As long as you don't say nothing crazy. I don't argue with people on the internet. And they say some dumb stuff, believe me. It be true. All right. Let's go ahead and do the Rumble. Then we'll continue the Stephen Roy podcast. You ready? Woo! Got some burps. Got some burpees. Some burpees, yeah. Here we go. It is the Stephen Roy Rumble for February 22nd, the year of our Lord, 2025. I had to think for a minute. It's not the 28th, because I just checked the calendar, and next week will be the 20th. It won't be the 29th, no, because it's not a leap year. It'll be March 1st. Hard to believe, right? February. I know I say, you say that all the time, Dave. I know I do. I say it all the time. But this is the last Rumble and podcast of February. Got some rumbling in my tummy. D brought home some delicious burritos, but it has gave me gas. So hopefully I don't do a Fartwell on the show like Fartwell did on CNBC. I play it all the time. I play it so much on the X every time there's a Fartwell reference that I had to finally save it as a favorite instead of having to go look for it. Because as time's gone on, since it's been a couple years, says the fart. I'm fixing my hearing aid if you wonder what I was doing. See this little thingy up here? That's a hearing aid. This is what happens when you listen to loud music and work in equipment rooms for 30 years. You lose your hearing. So I have hearing aids. Yeah, I know. I look old, right? All white. I've been white for a long time. Hey, I'm not ashamed of my age. I'm 58 years old. And I figure if I go back to radio, I'll work for 10 years, right? So if the right radio station finds me, I will stay there 10 years. I have applied for radio stations all over the country. And I'm not going to mention any which one because we'll see what happens. I was thinking back at my radio career, you know, and you know what the most memorable thing that a small market remembered that I did? It was in Sitka, Alaska. And on the way to work, I opened this banana. Love to have a banana in the morning. And the banana went and squirted on me and stained my shirt. I had this banana stain all day on my shirt because it was a rotten spot, right? Well, you gotta remember, in Alaska, we have barge ripened fruit. Yeah, that's what I said. Barge ripened fruit. So by the time bananas got to Alaska, they were overripe. And I don't like bananas too ripe. I don't like them too green. I don't like them too ripe. I like them yellow. I'll buy them when they're a little green. Not all yellow, but a little green. Oftentimes, if you buy them too green, it'll take them forever to get yellow, or they won't at all. And that happens a lot if you buy bananas from the big box store that rhymes with Bosco, as we just did last night. You know you're old when you go to Bosco on a Friday night. We go to Bosco. We go out for supper. And what did we have last night? I had a hamburger. I had a hamburger and a chili dog. Didn't need the chili dog. And really good stringy fries, little fries. I'm not going to mention the name of the restaurant. They don't sponsor the show. So anyway, Dee brought home some burritos from a new burrito place. And I think it's the best carnitas, I've had since I've been here. They were so good. But I didn't eat two of them. Those burritos were like this big. I mean, too big. And I ate two of them. I'm not going to need much supper tonight. Probably just a snacky. Anyway. So it's great to be back with you here on the Rumble. Of course, as you see, we record the podcast at the same time. Not going to do what I did last night. Not even going to reference it. It's good to be with you here. So let's talk about what's been happening in the country. The Epstein list is sitting on Attorney General Pamela Bondi's desk. And you know what? There's going to be some people making the popo perp walk to the pokey. Now, why do you think people like Billy Gates and Kill Bill Clinton are worried? Why, Killary should be worried too. You know, she's a switch hitter, right? When I lived in South Carolina, it was common knowledge that Kill Bill slept with women and just any indiscriminate woman he felt like sleeping with. And that was okay with Killary. They had an arranged marriage. They had an arrangement. When I say arranged marriage, it makes it sound like it was like, you know, that their parents negotiated. It was arranged. No, they had an arrangement where Kill Bill could do whoever he wanted as long as he did it discreetly. And Killary was a known bisexual in Little Rock. And we're talking the 90s when that really wasn't out. So Killary is bisexual. When Killary was running for president against President Trump and lost terribly, when she was trying to be president and didn't have a chance, what was her name? Huma Dean? Huma Wiener? That was her name. She was Mrs. Wiener. So Huma Wiener was traveling with Killary, and they slept in the same room wherever they went. Now, I'm not saying they were, but, you know, they were sleeping in the same room. And when Huma met Killary, she said, "Oh, my gosh, she's so little. She's so cute. I just love her so much." So, look, I don't care who anybody sleeps with. Nobody cares who anybody sleeps with, right? I just don't want you in my face. I don't care if you like to, you know, have sex with, well, I do care if you have lots of sex with animals. I almost said that with a straight face. Look, I don't care what your gender is. I don't care what your sexual preference is. I don't care. God bless you. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not perfect. As it says on my ex, I'm an imperfect Christian. An imperfect Christian. I'm not perfect. I am a Christian. I do believe in Jesus Christ, but He is my Lord and Savior, and He has redeemed me. I think Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth said it best when he said, "Look, I'm not going to apologize for my faith in Jesus Christ. He has redeemed me," and that's exactly how I feel. I feel that all the bad stuff, and there's been plenty that I did in my past that I have been forgiven for. That's the only difference between a Christian and a non-Christian. We have faith in Jesus Christ. We have been forgiven for our sins. Oh, it doesn't matter how bad it is. You know, sin is sin. Doesn't matter if you lie, cheat, steal, or if you hurt somebody, right? Sin is sin. Now, I don't recommend any of the above, and you deserve to be punished if you do any of the above. If you violate man's law, if you violate God's law, you will be punished. Maybe not today. Maybe you will eventually. Maybe it was my penance that I wandered in the wilderness for so many years. Maybe that's why now I have been rewarded with D, with a nice place to live. I love West Texas. And unless I get some multi-million dollar job elsewhere, we're staying here. I love it here. And I have a, and we have a good life. And I'm very thankful for all the above. However, if you diddle children, you are going to pay the consequences. Kill Bill, Billy Gates, Prince, who was it? Prince Andrew that got in trouble for that? Anybody who went to Epstein Island is liable for diddling women that were underage. Gosh, I don't know, men maybe too, who knows? But there's a reason there's an age of majority. There is a reason that it's illegal to diddle minors. Now, they tried to make this legal in Skankafornia. You think I'm S-ing you? I am not. Oh, they just can't be more than 10 years younger than you. That means if they're 17 and I'm 27, I can legally diddle them, okay? If the child is 10 and I'm 20, then it's okay for me to diddle them. You think I'm S-ing you? I am not. That's the law in Skankafornia. In Skankafornia, they literally made it legal to ghost somebody when you're having sex. I S you not. You could be an AIDS victim. You could deliberately have unprotected sex with somebody, and it's no longer a felony. It's a misdemeanor, no different than a speeding ticket. To infect someone with a known, permanently deadly disease. Giving someone HIV.
Oh, but David, it's treatable. You could be treated like Charlie Sheen or Magic Johnson, and it'll be undetectable.
Yeah, well, guess what happens? It was undetectable for Prince, too. And guess what happened? When he stopped taking the antiviral medicine, he got full-blown AIDS, and he died of a fentanyl overdose. That's what happens, right? Now, have I been 100% safe my whole life? No. I've done some stupid stuff in my life I'm not proud of. But I did not have any relations with somebody that I know had any STD, for gosh sakes. And I hope that this entire planet, I know it's not true, but I hope at least in the Western world, you are smart enough to be sure who you're sleeping with is not infected. Now, I'm not going to judge you for whatever you do. I told you that before. I'm just making a point. It should be illegal to knowingly infect anyone with any disease, but especially an STD, HIV, or herpes. Another good example. Makes me ill. Just makes me ill just thinking about it. Just thinking about it. All right, well, I'm going to stop ranting since we're already 10 minutes into the rumble. Let's go ahead and go to the X, where you can join me at Stephen Roy Radio. And just press the wrong button again. Shocker! Shocker! Gonna block him. Block! I don't argue with people on the internet, so I block people every day. All you have to do is say something stupid on my ex at Stephen Roy Radio, and I'll block you too. I don't argue with people on the interwebs. What's the point? Some keyboard warrior like Crying Kinsey talking S from Mommy's Basement? Why would you argue with someone like that? They obviously don't know what the heck they're talking about. Well, we wrecked them today. Wrecked them. Yeah. No, not the poo place wrecked them. We wrecked them. We wrecked West Virginia today here in Lubbock, Texas. The Red Raiders beat the Mountaineers. What was it? 73-51? Pretty bad. Well, I was surprised today. You know, I talk a lot about my past broadcasting experience, and I don't even know what year it was. 2000, 2001, had to be before I went to Bend, Oregon, so it was probably 2000-ish. I did one of my TV shows at Cable Radio Network, and before I'd even gone there, I had met Jennifer Horn, because she was the affiliate relations person of Cable Radio Network, and I turned on Newsmax today. When I sat down for a minute after one project, before Dee got home with our burritos, and Jennifer Horn popped up on Newsmax, and I thought, awesome to see Jennifer Horn. That was great. I tweeted at her. Who knows if she even saw it, because she's doing morning radio in LA now, which is awesome. Congratulations, Jennifer. And so that was awesome to see her, and I didn't even know what she was doing. She's doing morning radio in LA, which is great. So I don't forget where I came from. I was doing public access television when I was on Cable Radio Network. I'm going to reach over here for a napkin. I don't think you want to see snit dripping down from my nose, do you? Big old goober hanging down from my nose. That would be bad, right? So it was great to see Jennifer Horn this morning. I recorded a new song today. Tom McDonald, Man in the Sky. He says, Man in the Sky, liberal, conservative, black or white, the world needs this. It's awesome. It's an awesome song. I guarantee you it's going to be a big hit. I think it was just released the 21st. What is today? Today's the 22nd. So yeah, just released yesterday. Great song. And so I highly recommend that. I'll play that after the Rumble. If you haven't seen Tucker Carlson's videos, I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. Here's a video of Senator Cornhall Cornyn and Mrs. Lindsey Grabnesty kissing the A of Z-Man in Ukrainistan. And it's so disgusting, you know. Cornhole Cornyn and Lindsey Grabnesty, Mrs. Lindsey Grabnesty and Cornhole go to Ukrainistan to fill their pocketbooks with our cash, with taxpayer money. And that's why rhinos and leftist idiots have been freaking out that we are exposing through Doge, so Elon Musk and President Donald Trump are exposing the billions, probably $1.5 trillion in fraud. That's money stolen from you and me. Give you a good example. Tens of millions of dollars were given to the Abrams tank in Georgia to campaign for Cackling Cammy and Timmy the Pedo. And it makes me ill to think. You know, they probably wasted $4 billion on the Cackling Cammy and Timmy the Pedo campaign. $4 billion. Can you believe that, S? And a lot of it was your money. Was my money. Money that we work hard for was flushed down the crapper, given to politicians. You wonder why Maxine Waters, that's Wiggy Waters. You wonder why Wiggy Waters and the leftist idiot child AOC and all these idiots like Wiggy Jazzy. Why are all these idiots multimillionaires when they just got to Congress or been there for 100 years? Look at Scary Face Pelosi. Scary Face and Paulina have over $250 million in the bank. How does that happen when you're making like $147,000 a year? It happens from insider trading. It happens from NGOs filtering money to you. Well, you can sit on the board of my NGO and I'll pay you $500,000 just to come and talk. But give me like $20, $30 billion. Can you believe that crap? Just makes me ill. Makes me ill. You know what else is funny? I laugh my A off. You got organizations like the AP that have been thrown out of the press corps, that travels with the president, that goes to the White House. AP is not allowed to go there because they refuse to say Gulf of America. CNN, like the communist spews network, has been thrown out of the Pentagon. I just think that is so awesome. If you want to just tell lies and not tell the truth, you don't get a press pass. That's how it's going to work. Let me tell you something. If God, if Jesus blesses us with the Powerball tonight, and we can build our own network, we're not going to be broadcasting a bunch of BS like these news organizations. How could you call yourself a news organization when all you do is spew leftist drivel all day long? How can you do that in good conscience? In good conscience. Here's an American in Mexico going to the grocery store and showing a completely packed, I mean packed, massive display of eggs. In Mexico, eggs on eggs on eggs, on average $2 a gallon. And here's what I said. The egg shortage is just another scamdemic by the Bribe and Slide House. They murdered hundreds of millions of chickens to create an egg shortage to make the price of eggs higher. Can you imagine that? I mean, what bull ass? They didn't murder turkeys. They didn't murder ducks. They didn't murder geese. You know, Dee and I just went by a lake yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, it was Friday night, yesterday. We went by a lake here in West Texas that never has geese on it. It was absolutely packed. And then we went by another lake that's much smaller. I would call it a pond. And it had ice on top because it's been in the freezing temperatures. Starting Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It wasn't until yesterday at the end of the day. For 4 days, we had freezing temperatures here in West Texas. So what is that? Is that global warming? Is that global warming when we have freezing temperatures for 4 days? No, it is not.
Wait, David, that climate change. That global warming, no. That climate change.
Oh, so I got it. You rename global warming because there is no global warming. So you could say it's just a change in the climate, and no matter what the weather is, freezing, hot, cold, warm, perfect weather, that's all
the Green New Schlemiel. That's all. That's all the Green New Schlemiel. We need to destroy diesel trucks.
Okay, the Tesla truck can only go a few hundred miles. And these electric cars weigh tremendously more than a gasoline-powered car. Significantly more. You remember the parking garage in New York City that collapsed because of the weight of electric vehicles? No, I ask you not. So our roads and our parking structures are not built for the weight of electric vehicles. You can't park a semi on top of a parking garage that's only designed for cars. Makes me ill. There's no shortage of eggs in West Texas, I can tell you that. We got a whole egg aisle here in West Texas. Oh my gosh. I post funny memes all the time on the X. You gotta go to @StephenRoyRadio to check it out. Here's a great video from Tucker. I think this was before the election when this actually came out. Talking about disclosure and how we actually disclose all the money that is spent in Washington, D.C. Disclosure. Full transparency. Thou dost protest too much. Why? We look at your finances. And you're a multimillionaire living in multiple mansions, Bernie Sanders, who gets millions and millions of dollars from pharmaceutical companies. You, Communist Bernard Sanders, are a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite. If you take millions of dollars from pharmaceutical companies and then act like you're holier than thou, you are not. You are not. Here's a great video. Dr. Vandana Shiva talks about how Billy Gates did not invent anything. Do you know he stole Apple's code to make the first Microsoft operating system? I ask you not. He did. Yes, he did. So he's taken all this code from computer programmers and then made all his money by licensing their products, which suck Zombie A. Yeah, you heard me right. They suck Zombie A. You know what this Rumble's being recorded on? An iPad. Just an iPad. Totally not sophisticated. What am I reading to you from? An iPhone 12. This is an iPhone 12. This isn't the latest iPhone, and it works just fine. You think I'm going to feel sorry for Billy Gates when he's making the popo perp walk to the pokey to meet cellmate Bubba because he diddled underage girls? What kind of loser are you? If you can't even find somebody your own age, Billy, you don't think there's some attractive middle-aged women? I got it. Here's a news flash from your Uncle Steven. There are absolutely beautiful, sexy, intelligent, middle-aged women out there, Billy. You don't have to diddle a 12-year-old. I almost said the F word. You don't have to diddle a 12-year-old, okay? There are beautiful 50, 60-something-year-old women out there. Absolutely beautiful. Dee's one of them. Beautiful woman. Here's a great quote from Donald J. Trump. He who saves his country does not violate any law. Imagine that. You can save the United States of America without breaking a law. Huh? That's a good quote that I posted this morning. Do you believe our government used agents like Ray Epps to frame Trump supporters on January 6th? Yes or no? And here he is, Raymond Epps, encouraging people that to go into the Capitol. There he is. He got a misdemeanor, like a speeding ticket. There are people who were held in the scary face gulag for over 4 years without being charged for a crime. You can't be held for 4 years in the United States of America without being charged for a crime. And it happened in Washington, D.C., in the scary face political gulag. And then people freak out when President Trump pardons them. Now, I'm not going to hold my breath that any of the truth will come out. But I won't believe my lying eyes when I saw frickin' Anquifa and Black Liberals Matter putting on their Trump garb to go to the Capitol. To go into the Capitol. Those people were not prosecuted. There were over 100 government agents in the crowd. It was orchestrated. Do you believe our government used agents to go into the Capitol on January 6th? Yes, I do. Absolutely they did. Christopher Rain Man, Scary Face Pelosi, the Turtle McConnell, Mikey Pence, and more orchestrated this false flag event. But I won't believe my lying eyes. No, oh, no, I didn't see that. I didn't see that fraud. Does anyone think the new 1-6 committee will do anything about it? I don't. I'm not going to hold my breath. Not going to hold my breath. Why? Why did they orchestrate 1-6? I'll tell you why. To cover up the most massive fraud election in American history. You really think the demented one got 81 million votes? There is no effing way any other president in history got 81 million votes. President Trump got 76 million, 70-something million votes in November 2024, and it was a landslide. President Trump won every single swing state. Every single swing state. Oh, you'll say it's because Kathleen Camby was a crappy opponent. Yeah, she was. She was terrible. You want to hear something even funnier? At CPAC, they asked Speaker Mike Johnson, what do you think about this super ticket they're going to run in 2028 with Kathleen Camby and the leftist idiot child AOC? Mike Johnson laughs and says, well, I hope they do. They wouldn't have a chance. They wouldn't have an Ice Cube's chance in H for that to happen. I can tell you that right now. Reporter to Pam Bondi. Will you really be releasing the Epstein files? Pam Bondi. It's sitting on my desk right now to be reviewed. It's happening. If you're a pedo and you went to and you're a rich pedo that went to Epstein Island, guess what? Arkansided Epstein will not have died in vain because you will be discovered. The Diddy list. Why do you think Tommy Hankey, the pedo, is so worried about President Trump? Because the pedo is going to be exposed. I saw with my own eyes Tommy Hankey the pedo kissing on some like 8-year-old boy who was doing a drag queen show. It's, oh, you're so beautiful. Mwah, 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 mwah. I wanted to vomit. What the hell's wrong with you, Tommy Hankey? Ugh. I'm rewinding again. Here's something great I gotta tell you. Oh, here's something else great. Kash Patel has ordered investigations of 13 congressional Democrats for inciting violence against the president. Yeah. If you say that bad stuff should happen to President Trump, that is inciting violence. If you say, we need to take it to the streets and burn cities. Yeah, that's called inciting violence. You can't yell fire in a busy theater. No, that's illegal. You will go to jail. So I don't feel sorry for him, I'll tell you what. It's 29:06, we're almost done with the Rumble. Brian posted this morning. You know what my first blessing of the day was today? I woke up. I'm thankful for every single day that I have on this earth. Thank you, God. Scrolling. Oh, you know who else is great? White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. And Elon posted this. Because the legacy media has been receiving the fraud money, that's why. The legacy media, Politico, AP, has been receiving tens of millions of dollars in your money, in my money, taxpayer money. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, why is the media so against cutting waste, fraud, and abuse? We will not be deterred by people like you, the media joke. All right, that's going to do it for me on the Rumble for today. We will continue the podcast and have a full podcast today of the Stephen Roy podcast. Thank you so much for watching the Rumble. Hey, you have a great day. Have a great evening. Have a great week. Yes, now you have to. That's it for the Rumble. Can turn off the ring light. Off it goes. I upload the Rumble from my iPad to the Rumble servers, and then I post it on my X. Okay. Well, then that's doing better. Could be the operator, I suppose. All right. Well, first we got to play this song because of Texas Tech beating West Virginia bad. Beat them bad. So we got to play this song first. It's by the Josh Abbott Band, Victory Bell, on the Stephen Roy Podcast. XP song.
There's a spirit in the air, a sense of hope through every door. New routines pave the way for roads to be explored, and the victory bells ring. time is done here. We are the Scarlet and the Black. As we walk across the stage, strive for honor evermore. We bow to our friends. Long live the Matador.
Oh my God, RFD!
There's a man on TV at a desk in a suit. He lies through his teeth and they still call it the news. And there's a man in a white coat whose medicine kills. He loves when you're sick cause you pay for his pills. There's a man at the bank who will give you a loan so that you'll buy a house and then he'll take your home. There's a man who wants you spending your life online. Knows you're searching for truth but controls what you find. We'll be fine, babe, if we don't make it through. There's a man in a church who I really hope told me the truth. Said there's a man in the sky watching over me and you. It don't help if you can fly, he's way past the moon. And there's men here on the ground that just wanna burn it down. They want money, they want power, don't want no one else allowed. We'll be fine, babe, I'll be the man for you. There's a man in a court sworn to uphold law, but he's crooked as a fence post and don't do his job. There's a man in a classroom who should know the facts, but he's brainwashing kids, teaching English and math. There's a man in your phone who hears everything you say. He knows everywhere you go, every joke you ever made. There's a man with a bloodline that owns the whole world. Every airplane and building and gold brick and pearl. We'll be fine, babe, if we don't make it through. There's a man in a church who I really hope told me the truth. Said there's a man in the sky watching over me and you. It won't help if you can fly, he's way past the moon. And there's men here on the ground that just want to burn it down. They want money, they want power, don't want no one else allowed. Over us tonight, cause there's people looking down on us for fighting for what's right. Hold the line, babe, and I'll hold on to you. There's a man in the clouds and I hope he's looking down, cause there's people here on earth who trying to put us in the ground. We'll be fine, babe, I won't let go of you. Said there's a man in the sky.
XB sucks!
a front row seat to the madness. I pick up my phone every morning out of habit. I've been fiending for the drama, yeah, I said it. I'm addicted to the rush, need a medic. When I take a step back, I can see it. All the pain, all the fear we've been feeling. Losing sight of the thing that we're needing. Take a good long look in the mirror. Search my heart and soul, make it clearer. Help me take your love, trade the bitter. Leave it in the dust, help me leave it in the dust, Lord. We've been preaching, we've been drinking in the vanity. Now it's got us questioning our sanity. And we wonder how we get all this anxiety.
This is RFD.
Darkest water and deepest pain. I wouldn't trade it for anything. 'Cause my brokenness brought me to you. And these wounds are a story you'll use. So I'm thankful for the sky. Without them, I wouldn't know your heart. And I know they'll always tell of who you are. So forever, I am thankful for the scars. Now I'm
thankful for your scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart. And with my life I'll tell of who you are, so forever I am thankful. I'm thankful.
Thank you. her, Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr. Und auch keine Düsenflieger, heute zieh ich meine Runden. Seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen, hab einen Luftballon gefunden. Denk an dich und lass ihn fliegen.
RIAA, bite me.
Denied!
Quack, quack!
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
No!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
Don't make me smack you.
Cable Guy!
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears, this is RFD.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the Stephen Roy Podcast for March 22nd. No, it's not March 22nd. We'll be March next week, though. It is February 22nd, 2025. Wow. Can you even believe it's 2025? Getting old, man. It's good to be with you here, though. Let me cue up the next song. Oh, yeah, this one will give you a good feeling. Based on Avicii Levels. A great song. Let's play some heebie-jeebies. How about that? Play some heebie-jeebie dance music. That's what I feel like. I hope you do too. Because that's what we're going to play right now. Hope you like it. Here we go. It's Flo Rida. Good feeling based on Avicii Levels on the Stephen Roy Podcast.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling. Yeah. Sometimes I get a good feeling.
GodSip.com. Now I got a word for your tongue. How many Rolling Stones you bought? Yeah, I got a brand new spirit speaking and it's done. Woke up on the side of the bed like I won. Talk like a wind in my chest to that sun. G5 in the U.S. to Taiwan. Now who can say that? I want to play back. Mama knew I was a needle in a haystack. Upper body boy, plus made back. I got a feeling it's a rap. ASAP.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Get a good feeling, yeah. Oh.
get a good feeling, yeah.
Fun back in radio. This is RFD.
Oh my gosh. Baby, let me. I did it again, so I'm gonna let the. Oh my. Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Maybe I can break you down.
There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my God, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh. My gosh, you make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh. I fell in love with Shawty when I seen her on the dance floor. She was dancing sexy, pop, pop, popping, dropping, dropping low. Never ever has a lady hit me on the first sight. This was something special. This was just like dynamite. Honey got a booty like pow, pow, pow. Honey got some boobies like wow, oh wow. Girl, you know I'm loving your style. Check, 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 checking you out like, oh. So many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh my gosh. Oh, 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 oh. Felt so hot for honey, out of all the girls up in the club. This one got me whipped just off of one look. If I fell in love, this one's something special. This one just like dynamite. Oh, 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 oh. Out of sight and fell in love with honey like, my, oh, my. Honey looking wonderful, fly, so fly. Honey like a supermodel, my, oh, so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh my gosh.
God, RFD!
Oh my God! You know what? You know what? I can't help but think that Will.i.am uses an auto tune. Did you hear it? All that, you know, that's all auto tuned. It's fake. It's not real, right? And so if you think I'm wrong, well, then you must think this is okay too, right?
What are you doing back?
Well, I sat back and thought about the things we used to do. It really meant a lot to me. You mean a lot to me.
I really mean that much to you?
Girl, you know it's true.
Bye.
it's true. Ooh, 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 I love you.
real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
bust it.
Fellas, try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, are showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes to groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a lighter hope, so don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move.
Girlfriends, but you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean,
brothers deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump of smooth skin, you say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing, to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines, send flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that, she gotta pack much back. So fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah,
has your girlfriend got your butt?
Hell yeah.
Tell her shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake that healthy butt. Baby got ballet
kicks with the open booty.
Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix-a-Lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Not any bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos, I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah,
ladies,
yeah,
do you wanna roll my Mercedes?
Yeah.
Turn around, stick it out, even white boys got to shout, baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3".
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it. And I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that, cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him. And I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back.
Let me tell you, you
That's a great song, isn't it? It really is. All right, well, that's going to do it for me today on this show. Only 18 minutes to go. I'm going to play some music for my D. Where was I going to play? Don't think there's going to have they're going to be time to play that. We'll play it next week. But we have time to play this for my D. You sexy thing. That's going to do it for me this week. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. You have a good one. Have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to.
I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexy thing.
Sexy thing, you.
I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.
Heavenly bomb, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kiss
kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. And I go la 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 la. She's got the look. A lover's disguise, banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look. Swaying to the band, moving like a hammer. She's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I'll do for you. And I go la 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 la. She's got the look.
I do, should I tell my baby? baby, bye-bye. Should I do exactly what I feel inside?
I don't want to go, don't need to stay, but I really need to get it together.
I'm young, but a from the old school. On the dance floor and doing old moves. I don't give a I do what I want to. I the boy, I don't want you. Better listen when I talk, don't trip. Yo, in the car, mine's in this. I ain't trying to beef, I'm trying to get my drink on. Now my diamonds, my fitted and my mink on. I'ma kick it at the bar till it's time to go. Then I'ma get shorty here and I'ma let her know. All I really need is a little bit. Not a lot, baby girl, just a little bit. We can head to the crib in a little bit. I can show you how I live in a little bit. I wanna unbutton your pants just a little bit. Take them off and pull them down just a little bit. Get the kissing and touching a little bit. Get the f***ing in a little bit. 50 coming out your stereos. Hard to tell though, cause I switched the flow. Eyes a little low, cause I twisted. Pockets on swell cause I moved the O's. My neck, my wrist, my ears is froze. Come get your she on me, dawg. She must have heard about the dough. Now Captain, come on and say I get it crunk in the club, I'm off the chain. Number one on the chart all the time, man. When the kid in the house, I turn it out. Keep the dance floor packed, that's without a doubt. But shorty shake that thing like a bro, man. She backed it up on me, I'm like, oh, man. I got close enough to her so I know she could hit. System thumping, party jumping, I said loud and clear. All I really need is a little bit. Not a lot, baby girl, just a little bit. We can head to the crib in a little bit. I can show you how I live in a little bit. I wanna unbutton your pants just a little bit. Take them off, pull them down just a little bit. Get the kissing and touching a little bit. Get the f***ing in a little bit.
Let's do it.
Peace on the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Lo, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing. Wild. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gonna rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, you have plans for the night? I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I key in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing. Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out, it's always hype. And with me and the crew, leave a shindig. I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame. I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine. Still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was I like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. She wanted to do the wild thing. Discotheque. This fine young chick was on my jock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, chill for now, and maybe later you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone, and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid, dude. Wow.